Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today over the phone, we are joined by Patsy Stoddard, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming Week of the Young Child, an annual celebration focused on early childhood education for young children and their families. That's going to be running from April 13th until the 17th in both Carbon and Emery counties. Patsy, it's a pleasure to catch up with you today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for helping us spotlight this event.
Now, one of the things that really stands out to me about this event is the idea that strong communities come from strong childhoods. And that's something that I couldn't think is any more true. It's one of those things that I feel we come together, and it really does take a village to help raise these kids. So a good place for us to start, for people who aren't familiar, what is the Week of the Young Child?
Well, it is just a celebration of families, you know, that have young children. It's just an opportunity to spotlight these families, spotlight young children and the things that young children need. And it just gives us an opportunity to celebrate the young child.
And as we kind of look throughout the Week of the Young Child, we see that theme really stand out, all the different things that a child does need to have a good childhood. And we'll just kind of run through this day by day. On Monday, April 13th, you kick things off with Music Monday. And that just looks like a packed day of events both here and in Emery County.
Yes, so we start with at 10 a.m. we'll have Music and Movement at the Castledale Library, and at 11 o'clock, the Huntington Library Story Time. Their focus that day will be on Music and Movement, and at 1 o'clock in Carbon County, Music and Movement at the USU Extension Building, and then the culminating event that day at 5:30 at the Carbon County Events Center. They're having a Kids Day activity and also a resource fair. So there'll be booths that are there that will give out information about the young child and child development and all of the resources that are available for families with young children, because sometimes families with young children can feel a bit isolated, and so this just gives them a chance to mingle with other parents that have young children, and it can include grandparents as well. So if the parents happen to be at work, you know, don't hesitate to bring your grandchildren to these events.
Now, I really love the emphasis on Monday. I think that's probably my favorite day out of all this week. I feel like having this push for music in these young children's lives is so, it's such an important thing. It's an understated thing, but music is truly powerful, and it can really help these kids learn, especially through educational songs.
Yes, I agree, and I just heard a thing this morning that music is being used in, you know, mental health treatment, you know, more. They're starting to realize, you know, the impact that music can have for good in people's lives.
Yeah, it truly is a powerful thing. Moving over to Tuesday, though, another theme that I really do enjoy. It's going to be Tasty Tuesday on the 14th of April. What is Tasty Tuesday going to look like?
Well, Tasty Tuesday in Carbon County will be 10 a.m. at the USU Extension Office. They have a little Tasty Tuesday activity for the kids to come to, and they'll have some treats for them. And then at 10 a.m. that morning at the Emory Library Storytime, they'll focus on Tasty Tuesday. And at 11:30 is the Elmo Library Storytime, and then the culmination that day will be at Ponderosa Grill. We're really excited about Ponderosa Grill being a partner with us for this event. And so they're going to sponsor free hot dogs and chips that night from 4 to 6, and also the nursery, the Gordon's Nursery. They're going to let the children plant some seeds and be able to take them home with them.
And I think that highlights one of the grander things about the Week of the Young Child is the community involvement we're seeing from local nonprofits, from local businesses, everyone coming together to help build this event into what it is. It truly is remarkable how willing to cooperate so many people are.
That's true. Yes, we've been really excited about it. And another volunteer that we have helping is the One Direction Prevention Coalition. They are sponsoring Artsy Tuesday in Emery County. They're going to sponsor the art activity. We have an artist, Nicole Larson. She's going to help the kids. They're all going to make birdhouses that day. So we're really excited about that. And even if your child is not young anymore, the young child is considered from 0 to 8. But even if your children are a little bit older and they have little brothers and sisters, all of the kids are welcome to come that day and make birdhouses. We're really excited about the Thursday activity.
And then moving away from Tasty Tuesday, it's a day that, you know, even us adults can still stand to learn from. It's going to be Work Together Wednesday. And what is this going to look like?
Well, there will be more story times that day at 11:30 at Farron, Castledale, Cleveland, and Orangeville Library Story Time. So all of the libraries have been so supportive. They wanted to get on board. And then also that activity that day, it couples of young children with the older people in our community down at the Emory Care Center in Farron. They're going to meet that day from 3 to 4, and the young children and the elderly are going to work together and plant flowers in the flower gardens there at the Farron Care Center.
It is kind of mixing generations there, but it's a great way to get those kids out and active, especially with the weather getting warmer. And it's also a great chance for the people in that care facility to get out and have some interaction with these students. And we talked about Artsy Thursday again. That's going to be Birdhouses 4 to 6 p.m. out at the Rec Center in Castledale. But closing it out on Friday, you bring it into the grand finale. That's going to be Family Friday, and looking at the events the day holds, truly serving as a grand finale.
Yes, and also back on Thursday is the resource fair for the Emory County people. We have a lot of booths that are going to be there that day, and then we'll also have the art activity that day. But so the resource fair is there that day. So if you are looking for resources, wondering, you know, what's out there for families with young children, then make sure you come to the resource fair. There'll be, you know, each of the booths, they usually have candy and different things that they give out from their booth. So make sure you attend that. And then excited about Family Friday, free admission to the Santa Fe Museum. If you want to go swimming that day, it's buy one, get one free. And free admission to the Prehistoric Museum in Carbon County from 2 to 4 that day.
You know, just some of the best family fun activities we have here locally, both in Carbon and Emory County. It's those two museums. They're hard to beat in terms of quality. We're so lucky to have them around here, and it's great that you're getting free admission to them during this day.
Yes, because some of the families, you know, if you do have young children, you know how, you know, finances get stretched during those years. And so anytime that we can help young families, you know, do something that's free, then it's just something that we want to do, that we want to help with.
Now, if there's a family out there, maybe a set of parents, they're looking at it and they're like, they're back and forth, they're on the fence. Should I go? Should I try and attend some of these Week of the Young Child events? What would you say to give them that final push of encouragement to get them out and get them involved with this?
Oh, I would just definitely encourage everyone to come, you know, to all of the activities that they're able to, because it just gives you a sense of community, a sense of knowing that you're not alone in raising your children, that there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, concerned, and they want to help you and provide you with the resources that you need to get through these early childhood development years, because it's a tough time. I mean, it's a joyous time, but it's also, you know, it can be challenging.
Well, Patsy, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thank you so much, as always, for taking your time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Aiden.
Again, our guest, Patsy Stoddard, and we're talking about the Week of the Young Child. That's coming up on April 13th through the 17th in both Carbon and Emory counties. You got Music Monday, Tasty Tuesday, Work Together Wednesday, Artsy Thursday, and of course, Family Friday, closing out this week-long affair. Definitely going to want to check this one out. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.